I sincerely hope Jesus had a really big smile on his face when he called us sheep. I really do. One comment I've never heard in my life, ever, no matter where I go, no one has ever said to me, you know what I want for a pet? I want a sheep, because they're really smart. Said no one ever, basically, as I've achieved it. I have, however, met someone who actually said, I assure you, if a sheep were any dumber, he would actually climb onto the table and let me eat him just as he sat there. I, from personal experience, can tell you, knew of a particular herd where the alpha ram believed that the paddock fence post that held the, I think it was the southwest corner, was in fact a threat to the herd. I don't know how a 4x4 post gets to be a threat to the herd, but it does, because he destroyed it 3 times in the space of a week. Every time he replaced it, he would destroy it again. And he even gave himself a concussion on the last time. And then they slaughtered that alpha, and we found a new alpha ram because we retired it from placing a fence post. It is an amazing thing. I really, really hope that Jesus had a big smile on his face when he called the sheep. It's otherwise not a necessarily very encouraging statement. However, on the other end of it, there is incredible comfort. All the expressing of the shepherd, and how the shepherd speaks, and that great desire of what the shepherd wishes to say to us, and that is an incredible comfort, a remarkable joy in so many ways, such a beautiful reality for so many of us. And I gotta be honest, sometimes I get a little nervous about it. I do. This assurance, my sheep hear my voice, I know them, and they follow me, it always makes me a little nervous. I don't hear very well, so all of these, you know, I speak and they hear me and they know, I get a little antsy, I do. I don't always hear very well. I had a lot of scar tissue as a child, I had a lot of ear infections, and they prescribed medicine, I'd be allergic to the medicine, it'd get worse before it got better. It was a long road. I still occasionally get ear infections. I had one for 4 weeks. I finally cleared my ear infection for the first time in 4 weeks. And in so many ways, I get nervous about this idea that I hear that voice and I'm supposed to know it and follow, largely because people speak to me regularly and I don't hear them and I don't follow them either. And I mean no malice by this. People walk by my office and I'm staring at the screen, they'll say hello to me. If I don't turn and say hello, I didn't hear them. And I find out later that people are mad at me because they stopped and they said hello and they walked by and I didn't respond. And apparently I'm a bad person now because I'm deaf as a post. But you know, there's a challenge in there somewhere. I'm supposed to hear the shepherd's voice. And of course, the panic sets in, but genuinely when we come back to this, we actually have to stop and consider for a moment what it is that we're supposed to hear from the shepherd. It is a reminder to us that if we don't actually come to know the shepherd, who has spoken to us from the moment we were born, then we're going to have a hard time understanding that voice. It actually starts with us. It starts with us getting to know this scripture, getting to know the Gospels, getting to know the New Testament, getting to know the Old Testament, committing it to memory, making it a part of our daily life, making it a part of our daily prayer, to the point that we hear those passages and they're so familiar to us that it's a familiar voice. Sometimes it speaks words of encouragement, sometimes it speaks words of correction, but it always that voice of the Gospel calling us to something more, calling us to that deeper relationship with God. And as we do this, as we enter into this relationship, as we enter into this, what we really should be clear about are some of these very beautiful passages that remind us of where it is that we stand. Because the very heart of it, the very nucleus of what we are, is a reminder right here in the very next line. No one can take them out of my hand. Have you ever considered for a moment that no matter what foolish thing we've done, no matter what thing we've done, and we stop and we think about it later and we think, why did I do that? It doesn't matter what it is. Nothing is taken out of the Father's hand. We can choose to walk away. We are free to wander off to our own devices. He won't stop us. But nobody can steal us from the Father. We are held near and dear in the palm of his hand, precious indeed in so many ways, and so very loved. It's one of the great reminders to us as we celebrate the Easter season that we have a cause for joy. Now I understand not everybody's happy all the time. I'm not looking for that. I'd be a little unnerved if you followed me around all day with a big grin on your face. I'd assume you were plotting something, you know, to revenge or, I don't know, something, but I'd be a little unnerved by it. I'm not saying you have to be happy all the time. There are moments of sadness in our life. There are times of difficulty. There are times of strife. There are setbacks, challenges. There are all these things. But we have a cause for joy. Joy may be expressed in ways at different times, but we never underestimate how very important it is that we come back to a place where we remember that we are loved by the Father, and we are loved by the Son, and that love is a constant. It doesn't matter what else happens. It doesn't matter how far we wander. It doesn't matter what we do. It doesn't matter what people do to us. We are loved. And it should be a cause of our joy. It should be such a cause of our joy that every once in a while people actually have to stop and think about the fact that we are a joyful Easter people. We may not always be able to express it in clear terms 24/7, but we should be able to come back to it day after day and remember that this shepherd who speaks to us, that we get to know through his gospel, that we develop this relationship with, is our cause for joy. You know, I think of my grandfather in his final days, mostly in his final year. I remember particularly one time, last year, I don't know if it was last year, it was last at the time, but I went to see him, and I asked him how it was going. He said, "It's pretty good. You know, it really could be a whole lot worse." And I looked at him and said, "It's pretty good? You survived a heart attack. You had to crawl on the ground to get to a phone to dial 911 because your wife was already at the hospital because she fell and broke her hip. You actually stand a good chance of being taken out of your home to go away to a nursing home because you literally lack the physical movement to be able to take care of yourself or your wife. There is a good chance that your wife will die soon. She has congestive heart failure. There's a good chance you will die soon. All of your arteries are blocked. There are more stents and bypass surgeries, and they've done them all to him and everything else in between. How exactly is it going to be worse?" And he smiled at me. I assume mostly because he's deaf as a post, so he didn't hear anything I said. But he smiled at me. He said, "But I know I'm loved by God. I know I'm loved by my wife. And I'm still here." The second sentence was the funniest thing of all to me, because he said, "I know my wife loves me." And within 4 seconds, she was screaming at him about something else, because remember, he's deaf as a post, so she didn't scream. He didn't hear her. But, you know, there was something beautifully fascinating about it. Because at the very heart of everything that he was and is and did, he remembered very clearly that he had a cause to be joyful. As we go into this Easter season, I know, we're 4 weeks in, there's only 2 weeks left, and then it's all kinds of other excitement. As we are in this Easter season, let us not forget that we have a cause for joy, that we are an Easter people, and that when the shepherd speaks, we should have gotten to know him through the scriptures so well, that when that day comes, when we close our eyes and sleep for the last time, we'll open our eyes again, and we'll know where we are, and we'll be really excited that we're there.